The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
We got a huge thank you email from a listener when we talked about pelvic floor exercise devices a few months back. She ordered one, she says. She said, within 3 weeks, I no longer needed to use a panty liner. Oh, well, thank you, madam.
What was that? What was it? Was it?
Remember we looked up some crazy device?
Like, you had to squeeze, like a device you put between your legs?
I think so,
thing, and
yeah.
You squeeze?
Was that it? Or did something
was there
go
something
inside?
It might have been that. There's a lot of that. I don't know.
Well, if she's listening, email us back and let us know what that was. But she said, so as I just mentioned, within 3 weeks, she no longer needed to use a panty liner, which she's had to use every day for 17 years after delivering two babies vaginally.
Because she had dribble.
No doctor told her this? Oh, well.
Well, oh, well. I don't know. I guess not.
No, I guess not.
As Lisa said, because she had dribble.
It's a real thing.
Her official medical condition.
Yeah. You
dribble,
get it.
You have the doctor of the dribble dribble.
Well, we got the dribble dribble.
Ma'am, we've got
your...
these people's doctor.
That's scary.
It is scary.
It's like getting a diagnosis from somebody who used to work at Tim Hortons.
Can I get a dribble dribble?
Ma'am, you have the dribble dribble?
One large dribble dribble, please.
You got a bad case of
large
dribbles.
The small
dribble.
Ones.
Got the old dribble dribble. Dribble.
That's
like a dribble.
Oh, here we go.
It's only one candy.
You got a dribble. That prompted a jingle?
What is that jingle?
No one else knows.
There's only one candy with the hole in the middle. Oh, it's Life Savers.
Like a lifesaver.
It's Life Savers.
I had a jingle dribble line in there, though.
My God.
Did you have a jingle come out, Andy?
Did you have a jingle dribble out?
I didn't have any jingles dribble out. I don't got any dribbles.
Andy, I think your jingle's dribbling out.
You can see it.
I had a jingle dribble out of me, too.
Okay, good.
This is it. This is totally...
Got jingle dribbles.
1984.
Tweak, tweak. Twiddle, twiddle.
Jesus Christ.
There's only one candy with a hole in the middle.
Tweak, tweak. Twiddle, twiddle.
Yabba doo-wop.
Of course, it's a barbershop quartet.
Yeah, of course. Of course it is.
There's only one candy with a hole.
There's only one candy.
I thought they had a black guy in a tree for a second.
They did.
That's what I thought. I don't know. I think he was on something else. I think he was
84.
On.
That was a weird year. I was born that year.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Dribble, dribble.
There's only one candy with the hole in the middle.
It'd be frightening to run into a group of people partying with lifesavers.
Like, wouldn't it be frightening?
What's the one from 78? What's the one from...
Let's go back even further.
You would think you were on something.
Same thing. Yep. But what about... There was one from 78.
The hole in the middle.
Twist you up.
Where's the booze and the drugs?
What, you just have lifesavers? You guys got a pack of lifesavers and you're sharing them in your cars? This is not the dribble.
Why
dribble
is that guy in a tree?
African American.
I just wonder when that started. Yeah, I mean, it's real dangerous.
That's just
an old lifesavers commercial.
I just wondered when the dribble drips.
Suzanne Summers did a commercial for lifesavers. Look at that.
Suzanne Summers for lifesavers.
Hey, watch this.
Lifesavers Roll Candy takes Suzanne Summers back home.
I did that better when I was a kid here in San Bruno, California. Because my dad would give me cherry lifesavers for every cartwheel. So I did lots of them.
That's weird.
Your dad's a weirdo.
You better work for those lifesavers, Suzanne.
Yeah.
Show daddy a cartwheel.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, back to the dribble.
Yes.
So this woman... who, you know, dribbled for 17 years, said that going from having to use a panty liner every day to nothing, she says, thrills me. I'm back to wearing thongs, which makes my husband happy. Also, my ass looks great, so I have to thank you guys for all of it. I wanted to share another device with you, though. It's a jaw exerciser.
Oh, yeah, I know this one.
I just got mine today. as I was reading how to use it, it also said it would help with snoring and sleep apnea. So I figured for $13, Dave, it might be worth it for Amber. You've changed, enhanced a few things in my life, so I had to share this with you.
Jaw exerciser.
So if she didn't buy it for snoring and sleep apnea, what did she buy it for?
To rejuvenate your face, make it younger.
Oh, like it helps with your...
I mean, it's something... I don't... I can't confirm or deny whether or not it works.
Sagging skin or something?
I think it just... You're supposed to chew it like 10,000 times or whatever. You put it in the front of your mouth and chomp down on it.
I got a whole bunch of stuff before I get to my jaw.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's not high on your
jaw's
list.
Jaw's last on the list.
I got a lot of other things I got to...
Okay, here it is.
Deal with.
Well, there's many different kinds. That's not it at all. But that's not it at all.
That's for facial fitness, though. It says facial muscles, remove a double chin, recover.
I wouldn't put anything with springs inside your mouth, okay? Just to put that out there, guys. They make a little thing. It's like a round, hard plastic thing. You can't squeeze it with your hand. Like, you wouldn't be able to squeeze it. But with your jaw, you can bite down on it. And you do it over and over. It's like, I don't know if... You guys chew a lot of gum, but I chew a lot of gum. And if you have like a lot of pieces of gum in your mouth and then your jaw gets extremely tired, you know, like that feeling of like, oh God, it's hard to even chew. I think that that's what it is. That's actually working out your face muscles. And their claim is it will make you look younger.
I see. So she's using that.
Here's what they claim for this thing. Prevents knockouts and concussions. Increases jaw muscle strength, reduces the risk of jaw injuries, improves physical appearance.
Yeah, it's just strengthening the face muscles. You know, I grind my teeth at night, so I think my jaw muscles in the bottom, like these have always been extremely strong.
Are they sore?
No. I'm used to it.
You're just used to it.
Yeah.
You got the strength.
But what I think, I clench my teeth. Hard as I can. And so I think that's why my jaw muscles are big in the back.
Someone said the noise Dave made when he remembered the jingle out of thin air was like he saw heaven for a millisecond.
You're pretty excited. Well,
it comes to me.
Yeah, it just pops
in my honestly, head. Look, that's from the early 80s. I really it's probably haven't frame. Thought about it since.
Yeah.
And dribble made me think about it. I don't know why. And
just
I don't
the fact that. Like, I can't wait for Elon Musk to unlock the human brain because I just always, like, where is it? Where's all of this stuff in Dave's head?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like, what part of your head stores all of these jingles and then, like a computer program, you want to figure out, where are all my memories?
It's all in jingles.
Yeah.
It's all in jingles.
Yeah. I've got a huge jingle cache. If I clear that, I'd make room for more important stuff, I'm sure.
It's really important to him in some level. There's a important part of his brain that has stored jingles.
Always wanted to be a jingle man, turns out.
Yeah.
Always wanted to pen my own jingles. People are saying that if she's not using it for this, she's trying to improve her BJ game.
That's not what it's about, but that's okay.
I was waiting for someone to say that.
Yeah. Oh.
Anyway, she says,
open your mouth more.
Thank you guys so much for helping me understand the importance of pelvic floor exercises and helping me stop dribbling. Here's to not being incontinent when I'm an old lady. I love and appreciate your crazy ass show. Sincerely, well, I won't say her name, said keeping my 41-year-old face looking young with some help from you guys.
It sounds like she used that thing that it was blue, and you put it between your legs, and you squeeze or something.
The Thigh Master?
No, it was sort of like that, but not.
Because she said her butt is in better shape, and it seems like that would work your butt out too, but I don't know. Well, good for her.
I'm glad her pelvic stuff's working good.
Wasn't anything that we were attaching weights to?
It could be that. There was that.
I can't remember.
We had a whole segment on pelvic floors.
Wait, is there something you put weights on and you put it in there and you like do squats with it? Like
that? Well, I watched a video of a woman that did that.
Maybe I'm confusing that.
It's hard to
remember. That stuck with me for some reason.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Police in Thailand. Let's see if Chuck can get this one right out of the gate. Police in Thailand arrested a 24-year-old guy for stealing over 126 things and banging them. 126 was the total number of stolen items.
Normally you'd say it's an eel.
Yeah.
But what a lot of guys are putting inside of themselves these days are earthworms. And any kind of like a almost like a tiny millipede like
Those like just millipedes.
More like the things that are in trees. That like make the webs like little worms, but they're
like the silkworm,
like a silkworm.
Oh my god!
This didn't go inside him.
Oh, he banged them.
126.
It's all the same thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know what it is.
Did you say it was an animal?
Nope.
Oh, okay, so then I'm gonna say it's a melon of some kind.
You think he stole 126 melons?
Cantaloupes.
126 cantaloupes.
Man,
not correct.
Mm. Was it fish fillets?
This guy in Thailand, 24-year-old guy arrested for stealing and having sex with 126 pairs of flip-flops.
That's weird. That's a weird one.
The most could have
sat here all day and never guessed it.
Thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Over the last 2 years, he stole 126 pairs of flip-flops from people's homes. Then he'd take them to his apartment, caress them, kiss them, rub them all over his naked body, and eventually make love to them.
Did we talk about this guy before? Where because we talked about
there was a shoe guy.
There was someone who was like stealing shoes because we thought that it was in an Asian culture. They take their shoes off as soon as they walk in.
Yeah, yeah.
And he would like
walk
by a place and steal shoes.
Different guy.
And then he was banging them or whatever.
They were shoes. They were actually shoes. This guy is flip-flops.
Flip-flops.
They make him pose with them.
I wonder what it is about the flip-flop that turns him on so much.
The smell.
Yeah, he's probably got a smell. Real bad foot thing.
You know, because I think they stink really bad.
All of his victims.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's terrible, some of them. That's terrible because there's little ones.
Oh, that's awful.
Well, where do you... There's just like one, but most of them
shower
are adult
shoes.
Size. Most of them are adult
slip-ons.
Size. I don't even know how, like... Okay, I can maybe see how you'd bang these, like, slides...
How do you bang
a flip-flop? Because
you just put it
flip-flop.
In between. You just put it in between the little wire and the...
Do you just bang two of them?
One article says he just rubs them on him.
Oh.
So I think he's
he says that they caress and kiss them, rub them all over his body, and eventually make love to them.
He kisses them?
That's gross.
If you so gross. Put it in between the... Where the big toe goes.
Mm-hmm.
Bang where the big toe is.
But look at these. That's the same, like, you bang this opening.
You bang that opening right there.
Andy had a good point, too. If you put them, I guess, together.
If you sandwich them.
Sandwich them, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Sandwich them, lube them up.
He just rubs them all over his body. And kisses bangs them.
You guys, I like a good flip-flop. I would never kiss it, caress it, rub it, or bang it.
Yeah, I bet when you went to Thailand or whatever, if this guy could have got your flip-flop, it would have been his prize possession because of the size.
Oh.
It would have been the biggest
my
flop.
Size 14 flop?
It would have been the biggest flop he's ever encountered. Look at the rest of them. They're just normal. He would have been like, God, he might have done who knows what with that.
He would have married your flip-flop.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're thinking he goes in this way?
Yeah, I do. Or the other way. And then so he makes sure he really rubs on the bottom of the flop.
Oh, like he's...
No. Like flip it over.
Uh-huh.
And then so turn it around towards yourself.
Oh,
and
I
then
see.
You're,
in here.
Yeah.
He's going in here.
He's really, he's going from toe to heel. Really feeling that flop. Really,
really
rubbing it in.
Oh, my God.
Some of those are those bumpy Adidas sandals.
Put some soy sauce on that. And just
that's your lube?
Salt it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is minor a little rough. Get.
Salt it up and sex it
up. Peanut oil?
Yeah, anything. They got all that spice over there, too. You don't want to get that involved.
Don't do that. They say apparently he's like a love him and leave him kind of guy, because once he's banged a pair, that's it.
But he doesn't
but he
throw them away.
Them, though,
he puts
right?
them in that closet
but
for
he,
later.
But that's the, he only bangs them once.
Right. Which is why he's had to steal so many.
How did he get busted?
He was arrested for stealing flip-flops last year, but they didn't know about the sexual component at the time. And then they finally put it all together.
And he said,
he needs a different pair every time, he says. It became a problem. So every time he wanted to have sex, he'd have to have a different pair of flip-flops to bang.
Every once in a while, you can see that he only got his hands on one.
He
just took the one.
That's rare, but there is a few singles in the mix here. There's a lot of pairs.
This is a low moment for this guy, right?
Yeah, what a great picture. I love his picture. It's like
I love that they make him do it too.
I do
they
too.
Sit you down in front of all your misdoings.
Yes, real dark like, side of you.
They even put a bunch right in front of him. Yeah. Look at this, you sicko!
They lined him up, and we're like, explain.
Bang him!
Really, the most unsexy shoe out there.
It's not
one of them.
Yeah,
you're so right. If I'm never gonna have sex with a shoe. But if I was, it would be like a sexy high heel or something.
Yeah, but
stiletto.
I don't. I feel like you can't lube a heel up the way that you could lube a flop up.
Yeah.
You know, you can make a flop really slippery, but you can't. I mean, I get the heel is so hot compared to
there's
a
some
flop.
Real sexy shoes out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And even I'll say it, even though I love a flop, I don't think they're sexy.
No, you're not going for the sex appeal when you wear them.
Not really, Lisa.
No.
Thanks, wow.
I wonder if this guy would bang a croc. Would he have banged a croc?
I think he'd rule it out.
I think he would have.
I mean, they don't have him maybe over there. It wasn't the object of his desire. I don't.
Maybe his dream was to get to croc land.
That's it.
Probably. Way up to crocs?
Probably.
Like, get over to another country where there's crocs.
I would have loved for Dave to find out, like, he'd be like, yeah, you know, when I was over there, I lost a pair of flops, and then he sees his flops on the table. Like, you're like, oh, my God, those are my flops.
What? He has my flops!
That you know.
He has my flops!
And he had sex with them.
Yeah.
No, as you pointed out, there was no size 14s in that flop, so you can easily...
He had, like, a weird old duffel bag and some old pants.
They've laid out are those
banging
his banging pants.
Yeah.
Oh no!
They've laid out a pair of his pants on this police table.
Why? Sex pants?
I think it's his ninja outfit that he was.
Oh, did he dress up to steal? Did he dress up as like a paramedic?
He has badges.
Or something?
He's got little patches.
Oh, there's a stealing bike.
What's the patches mean?
What's your little patches about?
Stuff that no.
Looks like official of some sort,
right?
Yeah, maybe that's. He's like, I just think it looks cool.
Gonna need to confiscate these shoes for official business. Maybe he like told people.
What are those shoes doing in the mix?
A couple of pairs of.
He'll bang a normal pair every once. Oh, there's
those
just
are
tiny
ugly,
little
ugly shoes.
These are all. His main victims are dollar store flip flops, by the way.
There's a lot of that.
Is that those were the majority
Charlie
of his
Brown ones. I bet he banged Charlie Brown.
All over Jesus. Charlie Brown. Oh, those ones have some stains in them. I hope that's not exhibit.
That's probably
A.
just how he got them.
That's crazy.
The dirtier, the better.
So he just zipped around all day on a scooter.
Stealing flops.
Outside, you take them off for a split second.
Well, a lot of people in Asian countries, a lot of people leave their shoes outside, right?
That's what I mean. It's easy pickings.
You kick them off before you head inside.
If you're a foot guy, that's like, if you're a shoe guy, that's probably the place to be.
Right.
Go to Asia, somewhere over there where they
Maybe
take
you
all
need
the shoes.
Like a bicycle lock, but for shoes.
It's probably extreme, but.
Gotta lock my flops up before I head inside.
Flop locks.
There you go! Dave Hunter's flop locks.
Do it.
I'll start it.
Let's see how it goes. You love a gadget.
I do love a gadget.
How heavy is this lock going to have to be in order to like stop me from stealing your flops? All it is like you chain it to a holder.
Like, well, I'm going to have to, in my restaurant, I'm going to have to put like a tiny little bike rack.
Yeah.
But like just for shoes.
Just for flops.
Just for flops.
A little combination. Remember when you had to lock your bike up and they had that stupid lock?
It was all twisty.
It was like seven numbers.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
What's so weird is this.
What's going on here?
It's this police press conference they had, and they make him.
He's stretching before. He's getting ready.
He's like, this is going to suck.
Yeah, I did it. That's what he's saying.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, feet.
Point at your outfit.
This video's again up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. If you want to see him and all the flops that he assaulted, you can go there.
I wish we knew what was happening.
Are they talking?
Like, this outfit. I want to know more about that little outfit.
He's got an official little outfit. I don't know what it is. It's like half fireman, half ambulance.
Look, I think it's
just a soccer
Why
shirt.
Are you all pointing? It's just a,
no, not that one.
Oh. Not ever.
Look at him.
This guy rocks feet.
Maybe they were pointing like because they realized they were in the photo. They don't want to be. And no, it's not him. It's the guy.
Little outfit.
Maybe that's his victims, some of them.
Oh, that would suck. To come face to face with the man who banged your feet.
Yeah, dude. You'd be like, why'd you do that?
Like, I'm all right. I don't need to go to the press conference.
Yeah, that's even
I'm going to let it go.
Watch it on TV, maybe.
Is that him picking?
Yeah, that's him going through some clothes, but then.
Yes,
did he smell some shoes there? Did he take a whiff of something?
I don't think so. I think he's like, he's disguising. He's going after the flops that are on the ground.
Oh, I thought he took a big whiff of some flops there for a
second. He's not going to bang him right here, is he?
No, I hope we don't see him banging flops.
I think he takes them home. What a weirdo.
Is this the same?
Uh-oh.
Oh. Is he banging something?
I don't know. I think he's putting them in his jacket.
Oh, okay.
Is this the same thing? Like the same
guy?
Yeah, because then it goes to.
No, this is a different. This is a guy. This is a different story.
Okay, that's another story. That's another weird thief. Sorry, it went into a different video.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
it's a rampant over there.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it is
stealing stuff.
Yeah, there's even more serial underwear.
Now this guy, they called the military in for this guy.
Yes, I'm like a 3-star general.
They called the
him.
Military.
You're right, feet.
You panty guy.
So back to the flop effort. He's facing now multiple charges for theft. The investigation continues, though, they say. Any other victims they're hoping will come forward. What am I going to say? Those were my flops? Like, he effed my flops? No.
You
got to come forward to save others, you know?
I guess
that's
you
the
do.
Thing about it.
I guess you do.
Save all the other flops.
Exactly.
Weird flip-flop.
Victims need to come forward.
A woman arrested for yanking her boyfriend's hair in Florida told police it was a sexual thing and added that normally he liked it rough. 48-year-old Floridian Marnie Faxon was busted yesterday for domestic battery following a confrontation with her boyfriend in the Treasure Island apartment that they share. The 47-year-old victim showed police video of this woman grabbing his hair, pulling it backward, and yelling at him. A witness cited in the report hearing the man yell, "Let me go, or I'm going to call the cops, bitch!" After being read her rights, she reportedly claimed her encounter with the victim was a sexual thing. She said he liked it rough. I don't know what he's bitching about. But her boyfriend said, "No, I don't.
I don't like it. It hurts so bad.
I don't."
That's like Sounds of Florida. Like you can just like listen.
Yeah,
to
yeah Sounds of Florida.
Oh, yeah, somebody's getting their hair pulled.
It's like you hold a seashell up and that's what you hear.
Like, oh man, this lady, she likes it rough. She's a smoker too.
Yeah.
I think judging from her mugshot, you're probably right about that.
Boy. There
she is. She looks like a kind of a not so sexy Russian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Russian gone wrong.
Marnie Faxon? I don't know. Possibly.
Not a lot of Russians named Marnie.
Yeah, true, I guess.
In Florida?
No.
Marnie in Florida?
No.
You don't think she looks has a little Russian look to
it? I can't tell on that page.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to try and bring her up here so you guys can take a look at her. But so anyways, after being read her rights, she was charged with domestic battery. Here's her.
Boo!
That's her
color. I don't know. I guess I can kind of see it, but
like,
jeez.
Like, I've said this before, and I will say it again. I can't imagine. So, if, let's say one night Amber decided to get crazy, and pull my hair.
Yeah,
I can't imagine then going to the phone and calling the cops on her.
Yeah, it'd be
right.
A bit right. Extreme.
Yeah.
Hey, hello, police.
So, what would she have to do to you?
Oh, like physically harm me?
Like stab you?
Like stab, slice.
Don't slice. Slice. I'll be slicing.
Shoot. Yeah. You know, then something like that. Okay, she's lost her mind. I've got to reach out to the authorities. But pulling my hair, giving me a purple nurple, smacking my ass, whatever, you know, you can't go to the cops.
So you've never been with someone you've had to defend yourself. You've had to really defend yourself.
Yeah, you remember that girl years and years ago, the one who went after me with a frying pan.
No, but I mean like in a sexual encounter, like you haven't had to really defend yourself where
they went too far.
They are crazy.
No, not that they've gone too far. You have?
Sure. Yeah. Oh my God, yeah.
Where you wanted to call 911. You
thought about it. Like you're fighting for your life a little bit. Not really.
Stop. Okay, go. Keep going.
Yeah, like not really, but you are.
Yeah.
But you're not.
You know, you've opened up.
Can happen.
This could be a bad question. Call. But let's just keep it like lighthearted.
Oh. Yo. When did you have to call the cops during?
Famous last words.
On your lady. Why did you have to call the cops on your lady?
Okay. During sex.
During sex.
Yeah.
Important.
Yeah.
Because I don't think we'll get many of that. There can't be that many.
Well, like I said, I mean, I think you can defend. You'll do your best. You hope that you're stronger. And then...
I don't know what I'd do if a chick just like smacked me in my mouth or something like that.
I do.
You're right.
But no, I just think, you know, sometimes people are aggressive.
Mm. Yeah, it's just their way, right?
They want to... Maybe they want to bite you really bad or...
Yeah, or like scratch you.
You know?
Mm. I'm sure you liked it in the moment.
But. No one would have liked that.
You know, you didn't. Aww.
There's a point where, and that's what I'm saying, there's a point of where it's starting to damage you. And that's why I wondered if Amber pushed the limits.
Okay,
On Dave, like, what would be the limit where you're like, oh my God, I'm in a scenario right now that is...
I'd have to feel in fear for my life.
Much
Honestly, I'd have me. To be in fear for my life in order to reach out to the authorities.
Thankfully, that's not the relationship you have.
It is not. Yeah. It is not. Wife, she'd have to have snapped, right? Something really horribly has gone wrong with her.
Same with me. I would never do that.
Right.
You're not going to... cut anyone.
No.
No.
I don't want to hurt anyone.
Have you had to call the cops on your lady during sex? 1-855-954-6969. Toll free. 1-855-954-6969. Or text us 46969. This story out of Florida. This woman near this from the St. Pete's area, she's charged with domestic battery, a misdemeanor. She was booked into the county jail, later released on her own recognizance. A judge has ordered her to have no contact with the victim at all. Her rap sheet includes a pair of drunk driving convictions as well as convictions for violating probation. She was arrested for another domestic battery. Her then boyfriend... she allegedly punched and scratched, and he called the cops on her, too. So two guys have called the cops on this bitch.
This is a girl that she forces you to defend yourself for your life. It's a real, probably, razor's edge of, like, stuff's fine, but then it's not fine.
Yeah, you get a little rough or, like...
Like, what just happened here?
Like, she's trying to bite your nipple off or something, and you can tell, like, start to bleed.
Ooh, dude.
Oh, God.
You know what I mean?
Like, no!
Then you gotta just grab somebody.
Yeah.
Defend yourself.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I can't imagine being in a position where someone's trying to bite your nipple off.
She looks like someone who might try to bite your nipple off.
You're absolutely right.
That guy's tongue off.
Right.
Yeah.
Or, like, a chunk of just your shoulder. Out of you?
Yeah, no.
But why? Like, if you love me, if you want to have sexual relations with
me. Not everybody's in love that has sex, first off. Okay. Number one.
Yeah, you're right.
Sometimes they're just carried away. They get carried away.
Yeah.
I get carried away, but I ain't going to bite the nipple off.
It's not your thing.
There's no photos of the guy who had his hair pulled.
No, there's by no Marnie. Photos of her 47-year-old
like
victim.
He's not great.
I know that. I'm just interested to see his whole look. You know?
He's just like, I'm gonna call.
He's
just like bruised up.
He's like, this bitch is rocking me, dude.
Yeah. I'd love to hear the 911 call.
Oh, jeez.
He maybe should have known before getting involved with the MMA style girl,
right?
To shave his head.
Yeah,
you got sometimes you gotta. You don't want to give him anything to grab onto.
She's an event coordinator.
Really, an event coordinator?
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, you can just say that.
So she's on there. I should invite her.
Let me see her again. I missed the. I'm sorry. I was just came across.
There's her screen LinkedIn late. Here.
Oh. Huh, she's so different.
She's a perfect person for me to add to my LinkedIn.
You're add her?
LinkedIn of course I am.
Oh, my God. You want the crazy hair puller on your LinkedIn?
Every time we talk about someone and find him on LinkedIn, I add him to LinkedIn.
I'm add anyone who's into rough sex. On his LinkedIn.
Can I be honest?
He probably... She probably has some great matches. She probably has some great links.
Yeah. Corey's What's with us name? Here on the Dave and Chuck Lines. Good morning, Corey. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you guys?
Good. We're talking about if guys have ever had to call the cops on a girl during sex because she was beating his ass.
Well, this was actually not me calling anybody as well as working as a ENT up in Genesee County area. And somebody in the household had to call the cops on the lady because when I got there, I was called for the body removal. She was dead.
Oh, she banged him to death?
Oh, no. Got dark fast.
She killed him.
I showed up, and the medical examiner came walking out with a straight face and made it to the round side of the ambulance and said, get in here, and grabbed me and put me in the ambulance and explained that the lady went out to smoke a cigarette, and she came back to find him dead. So when we went in there, they're still examining everything, find out. They were smoking crack together. Three of them were smoking crack together. Those two go into bang in a room, and he had a heart attack while they were having sex. So she went out and didn't even notice, came back into him dead, and somebody else called the cops.
That whole crack thing.
Crack
you know?
Is a wild
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
Don't know what's happening.
Yeah. Ooh, a founder. All right. Thanks for calling in. Yeah. I found her and her man.
I can't
believe this guy called the cops on her. He looks like a rough and tumble dude.
Yeah, but she pushed him to the limit.
Look at them.
Yeah.
They are so wasted in that photo.
they're gone.
They're so wasted all the time.
They're wasted.
That's her profile pic.
He was wasted. That's why he called the cops. Yeah.
She's scary. There's
some more of them.
It's the best photo they got, huh?
That is. That's her number one pick. That was a great night.
I bet.
I bet it got wild.
There's another one.
There's
another one of them.
Oh, boy.
He's like a big dude.
He's a big guy. And he became a bitch.
She's scary.
She is really scary.
She's scary. I'm telling you.
He was probably fine.
I don't know. She's like...
Yeah, she's advanced.
She is. She's into some stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, look at her 4th of July outfit. That's a nice one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I would say that he was probably fine with... a little bit of stuff going on, and that she took it to some kind of crazy level.
Yeah. And started drawing blood or something.
Something.
Yeah. I just can't believe that guy called the cops on hair pulling.
Well, because you don't want to, like, have to knock somebody out. Like, you don't want to have to...
So then he's in trouble.
Right.
She has been ridden hard and put away moist, let me tell you.
Yeah.
That's her deal.
Hell.
That's her deal a bit.
She's crazy.
Can't imagine the event that she coordinates, how that would
I
look.
I think I know what the event is. It's called an orgy.
That's all she does? Orgies.
Orgy coordinator.
Orgy organizer. 100%,
that's her, by the way. There's her LinkedIn picture.
Oh, yeah.
More professional looking, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's for her events.
I don't even know if she joins me, but...
Yeah.
Probably. Oh, please. Probably, for sure.
Please share.
I can't remember who the last person I invited was.
I do remember. It was some crazy woman.
The doctor we were after, we thought it was a doctor.
People from our stories, he started adding.
I add everyone from
our
stories.
That's incredible.
Remember that DJ? Remember we talked about a DJ who lived at his mom's house? That guy's my friend on Instagram.
He is?
Yep.
Jay in his mom's house.
He was in his mom's basement, and he got in a fight with his mom, and he made electronic music.
Was one of my favorites.
That guy's my friend.
That's incredible. You befriended him.
I did.
Unlike my friend.
Does he help you on your mixtape? He has some great DJ sets.
Does he like your photos?
He likes my photos. He likes all of my stuff. He likes my music.
That's awesome.
That's good.
I know. I get some of the LinkedIn people from you. They're always like, I'll get like hit up by people on LinkedIn.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Friends with Chuck.
You're welcome. I'm growing your network for you.
She's in the St. Petersburg area, so chances are she could have heard our show. So, good morning.
Oh, sure.
I don't think she's up.
You're listening.
Oh, no, she's not up yet. She just went to bed.
Yeah.
A couple hours ago.
Other people it's texting Wednesday. Us. We're asking when you've had to call the cops on a woman during sex. This guy said, my ex bit my ear like Mike Tyson. I almost charged her, but she was cute.
She was cute.
That's so scary. When did you do that?
Well, why?
You're so cute. Why did you do that?
She's so hot. Everything would have been fine.
Another one said, during a threesome, she got so upset that the other girl was on it too long, she started wailing on her. We had to call the cops.
Oh, man.
She's on it too long.
To go from threesome to cops.
Get off it. I want to ride.
Yeah.
You're taking too long.
That is, that's not how you envision the threesome ending, I think.
Ladies, with there's the plenty of pony for you both to ride. Oh. Let's just calm down, okay? Yeah. Yeah, take turns here.
That was the DJ was the guy, by the way, who hit his mom because she wouldn't dress his mannequin.
Right. Oh, yes. God. That
guy. I forgot all about that.
Yeah, he's my friend. He's your friend. I also have a mannequin now, so.
Yeah?
I bought a mannequin.
Well, that's nice.
Oh, all right.
Well, good.
For company or?
Yeah. I talked to it.
What's its name?
Doesn't have a name yet.
Work on that.
Those brown eyes, though. It's beautiful.
Lady. Oh,
that's nice.
6 foot tall.
That's a big mannequin.
Like we call,
it was much bigger than I thought it was going to be.
Jesus.
Someone said I had to break up with my ex because she beat the crap out of me. I didn't call the cops, but she did go after me in front of my cop cousin, who's a big, strong woman. My cousin, though, stopped her in her tracks. Oh, God, again. I mean, I know there's women that are more intimidating and bigger than some men, but...
You're at a disadvantage as a guy, especially if you have, like, the ability to... You know, you could stop it if you really needed to.
Yeah.
You're at a real disadvantage when you don't want to do anything that's going to get you in trouble. You don't want to hurt a girl.
No, right.
I don't want to hurt a girl. I don't want to have to defend to the point. So you're like trying everything to stop something without it being a physical altercation on your side.
Right.
You know? So that's why that burly dude probably called the cops.
Call.
He's like, yeah, I could destroy this chick, but it's the last thing I want to do. Mm. I don't want to go to jail for 28 years because I had sex with a maniac.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, you get it. It's just a very weird night in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I hope I never have to call the cops on my wife.
Yeah. That'd be crazy.
It would be crazy.
Dave's not coming in today. Get calls. Call cops.
You know, when you buy a mannequin, it shows up in a box in pieces. It's really weird.
Is it? You got to assemble it yourself?
You do.
Mm. That is strange.
I didn't know that.
I didn't either. I do know.
Yeah, you do. Do, 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 do.
Mannequins.
The more you know.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
The sex workers in Switzerland have drawn up a list of rules which they say minimizes the risk of transmitting coronavirus in brothels because they believe that they need to start banging again. They need to get out.
They got to get back to work.
It comes as Switzerland's adult industry has been heavily hit, of course, by the pandemic after the government placed a temporary ban on prostitution 2 months ago to help stop the spread of the virus. So the plan to reopen the industry suggests only two positions are allowed. Which two you think would
positions.
Be the best to minimize the risk of transmitting coronavirus?
Dog in reverse, cowgirl.
You got it.
Yep. Chuck the freak.
Well done.
Killing
ding,
it.
Ding,
well
ding,
done.
Ding, ding,
they reduce the risk of transmission of the virus in water droplets, they say. Both doggy style and reverse cowgirl allow for the woman to face away from her sexual partner, so there's no face-to-face contact. Other measures, ventilating the whore rooms for at least 15 minutes after each customer, washing the whore sheets, and keeping hand towels at a temperature of 60 degrees.
They'd keep them chilly.
What, you want a chilly hand towel?
Does nothing.
That's bizarre.
Hand towel?
Yeah.
You want a cold hand towel? You got to chill it?
Huh.
Did anybody sanitize the whole rooms?
I would hope they would change the sheets after every customer anyway. They
right?
don't do that, I guess.
I guess they don't. Well,
at least.
They got a quick turnaround.
Oh, gosh.
I feel like there's definitely droplets on those.
Mm. Wow, sure. Lots of moisture.
Yeah, different droplets.
Did they have to wear masks or no?
It recommends they wear a mouth and nose covering.
Okay.
Yep. Gloves, condoms, and disinfectants will also be provided at the brothels. They want to keep each session to 15 minutes or less. They advise the whores not to pull down someone's underwear or touch their jacket, so no touching their clothes.
Right.
They're hoping that if all these measures get approved, June 8th, they'll be able to start effing again. Mm. So it's legal there, and it's actually regulated.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, it's all approved. They just haven't been able to do it since the middle of March. They're hoping to get it back up and running again. I think it's weird. Like, I was in Switzerland, and I guess maybe I didn't go to the whore parts.
Right.
But there's no part that I'd be like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, you were in, like, the chocolate and cheese parts, I think.
I was in the cheese.
The whore parts. Yeah.
Oh, that's whores are over there, and the chocolate and cheese is over there.
I like the chocolate and cheese part.
We were going for chocolate and cheese. I don't need words.
Chocolate, cheese, mountains, and skiing.
That's all. That's her thing.
It's not whoring.
Yeah, I'm with my family.
Yeah.
They're the worst armed army of all time because they just got one little pocket knife. That's the Swiss Army.
Yeah.
Swiss Army knife.
Yeah. No, they sell them everywhere too.
Yeah.
They really take advantage of that whole Swiss Army.
Do they really?
Yeah. That's absolutely. Funny. My kids wanted to buy them everywhere. I'm not getting you, little child, a Swiss Army knife so you can stab your dad
cool.
with.
They are awesome.
I love them.
Lisa loves a Swiss Army knife.
I don't know if she has more things on it.
She wants
more. The more things, the better.
The more things, the better.
You never know.
I brought you guys chocolate Swiss Army knives. Don't you remember?
Not as good as a real Swiss Army knife.
But I didn't want to bring a bunch of knives back in my luggage either.
I think that the one, if you have a lot on there, I know you have one, right?
With
a ton of things.
Yep.
And I think you showed it off one day.
Yeah.
But does it have a wine opener? Is that what I like? That's what I like about it.
Yeah.
One of the things.
Mine does too. I have one too. It has a wine opener. It has every little mini screwdriver. It has everything you can imagine. Yeah.
Scissors. Mine's got scissors.
Yeah, mine does too.
All the goods.
Yeah. There's a lot going on those little knives. I got one for Christmas one year and was like, this is awesome. I never used it.
No, you'll never use it.
I was drinking a lot of wine when
you know
I was
crazy. I use mine all the time.
You do?
Really?
I use it all the time, constantly.
What?
The other day I used the wine opener part because I had to poke holes into something so that one of my creatures could breathe.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what do I have? And I'm like, oh, my...
It's not as cool as opening a bottle of wine.
It's not, but I don't drink wine.
I know. Creatures.
So the creatures could breathe. Mm-hmm. Almost all of the packages I get, I open them with my...
Yeah, that's good to have it.
My army knife.
I always just grab scissors or something for my boxes.
Yeah, I've got it. It's right there.
I take it on road trips in case I get lost, you know? Like,
you have to survive. Like,
all right, survival knife.
In the wilderness? Yeah. Yeah. Is that what you think? No, but I never need it, thankfully.
Time to survive. And then she cracks open a bottle of wine.
Cut, slices her cheese. That's all she needs anymore.
Time to survive the wild. Molly, we're going to get through this.
It's not working. And by the wild, she means the woods behind her house. Yeah. I can't get the top off.
There's rest areas all over the place.
Molly, no, we've got no wine opener.
Saw it on TikTok.
Wait, my Swiss Army knife.
You never know.
Yeah.
No, I guess you do never know. There's some pictures of Swiss whorehouses. So they have like a red light district there too. Who knew? And they also have, remember we talked about these years ago, they have the drive-in brothels.
Oh, yeah.
You actually can pull your car into a little like a hut and bang and then withdraw.
I wonder if the talent in the Swiss one is as good as the talent in like the one in Amsterdam.
I was, I'll say there was some very nice, attractive Swiss women when we were there.
I would think so.
Yeah. There were some good looking prostitutes. I mean, not prostitutes, regular
ladies.
Wow.
Well,
okay.
Now we're learning something.
I was typing prostitutes, and so I just was, it just came to mind.
Maybe you weren't in the cheese and
no,
chocolate part.
Relax.
Well, the chocolate is a different part.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Likes dark chocolate, huh?
There's a Swiss horror right there. Unless she's Italian. Anyways. Yeah, the regular Swiss ladies I saw out and about, not whoring.
I would assume a lot of the Swiss whores, too, are from the surrounding areas where whoring isn't allowed. So you move there and then you can whore it up.
Right.
I saw some like Swiss, hot Swiss guys over there, but they all had scarves.
They had scarves. This is a scarf man.
Brought them down a bit.
You can't be a man over here unless you got a scarf on.
So there's no hot men can wear scarves. So you're saying like they should
not the best.
No, it's just the way they do it over there.
Yeah, it is.
It's just different.
Sure, their necks are so cold over there. You know, their necks are so
constant cold.
They need to keep their neck warm.
You see an ice cream truck on the streets, but it's not serving ice cream.
Yeah.
No.
It's only serving heavy metal.
Heavy metal.
That's it. No ice cream.
Just roll up and blast it with heavy metal.
Yeah, just a little bit of this here for you. Ice cream!
No?
No, this guy who started so this strange. He had a traumatic experience with an ice cream truck when he was a kid.
Probably got touched.
At 10 years old, that's he ran funny. Soaking wet from his backyard when he heard an ice cream truck in front of his house. He realized he had no money in his swimming trunks. He asked the ice cream man to wait when he went inside to get cash. When he got outside, the guy had taken off.
Oh,
he doesn't have time to wait for you. There's one of you here.
He was traumatized by
that. Yeah. He was traumatized.
He said,
piss off.
And now he drives an empty ice cream truck around with
playing heavy
metal.
He said, the ice cream man, I realized right then, was one sick mother effer.
He realizes there's people in the world with real problems, right? Like, they got legitimate problems.
So now he takes his torment out on unsuspecting kids. He said, rather than indulge brats with their overpriced cream pops, I'm going to deny these kids looking to buy a cold, tasty treat by playing my happy music throughout the streets.
So wait a second. So because he was so traumatized, see, a lot of times this is what happens. You get traumatized. Something terrible happens to you. So then you do it to others.
That's
it's a natural human response.
Kids.
Yeah, yeah, he's just trying to have kids go through what
so
he did.
So there's his ice cream
really
truck.
Really messed up.
The pictures of popsicle sticks and ice cream sandwiches actually contain heavy metal logos within them. When you get right up close to them, you can see that. But to a kid, that would just look like an ice cream truck.
What a douche.
And then he blasts Lamb of God, Slayer, Misery Index, and more as he drives through the streets.
I would have taken one of those Boba Fett pops.
Any of those, I'd
see the Boba Fett pop?
There's none in there. You can't have any of it.
No.
That
sucks.
Is that your real douche? You're a real piece of trash. I went and got the money, you know.
Feel really bad for this guy.
I know, too. Obviously, he was very scarred as a child.
Mm. Yeah.
It's like the origin story of the worst Batman villain ever.
It is.
The ice creamer. Chubby ice creamer.
It's terrible. What a terrible plot.
That's
the heavy metal man, Batman.
Spending his days doing.
Superpower sucks.
So worrisome, you guys. Very worrisome. Oh.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.
Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. And now, thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below. below the belt safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth and smelling nice. Mm. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. Go to manscaped.com now. Use code WRIF to get 20% off with free shipping. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.